You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 12th of May 2023 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. We've reached the end of another week. The weekend is here and you'll either be listening to this on your way home from work or perhaps in the lunch hour or perhaps you're downloading it from the archive over the weekend. But we know why you're here today. You're here today to hear from my co-host from all the way over the other side of the Atlantic in Texas, Grandpa Dan. Grandpa, good day, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. There may be a little noise in my background because I'm running my air conditioner because yes, we've already reached that point. You know, we're kind of right in that mid part. You know, we still have like massive thunderstorms we have to worry about. But if those aren't happening, it's summer. It's basically 90 something degrees during the day. It gets hot. And I'm not going to sit here and sweat. I'm too young, just listen to the buzz in the background, but I'm not going to sit here and sweat. Years ago, I would do that. I would sit here and turn off the air conditioner to try to have the highest production quality. But you see, my standards and my desire for self-comfort have slipped. So, yeah, no, everybody can just listen to the buzz so that we can talk in comfort.
Yeah, I'm way too hot, but I'm not going to open up those windows. It would probably let flies in and lots of noise. So I'm just sitting here sweating away. I'm not yet in a puddle of sweat like it does get in the heat of the high summer, but we will muddle on. And today we are going to be talking about the Netflix series Queen Cleopatra. And I did talk about this a little bit last week. I think it was in one of the Daily Nationalists, and we're going to be talking about it today because the people that have been complaining about it are being accused of being racist. The star of Netflix's much-talked-about Queen Cleopatra docudrama says the furore over her casting as the Egyptian ruler is fundamentally racist. English actress Adele James, 27, takes on the role of the beguiling queen who became the most famous monarch from the land of the pharaohs. The trailer features claims that Cleopatra VII was black, with curly hair. One historian asserts in the preview, "I remember my grandmother saying to me, 'I don't care what they tell you in school, Cleopatra was black.'" Egyptians reacted with dismay at the apparent rejection of records which show Cleopatra was Macedonian Greek, and an Egyptian lawyer has filed a case with the country's public prosecutor, demanding that Netflix be shut down. So that gives us the basic synopsis of what is going on here. And they're complaining that they have this black actress that is essentially playing a white historical character. But then the people reporting this, and it actually comes from the Daily Mail, they then refer to the black actress as English actress. So it all gets extremely confusing. Of course, she's not an English actress. She may be a British citizen, but she is not of English ethnicity. If she was of English ethnicity, then she would be of European ethnicity, and she would therefore be the correct ethnicity to actually be playing this role. The fact that people are complaining about this, the fact that Egyptians are complaining about this, because they're saying it's stealing their history from them and changing it and stealing their identity from them, even though the Egyptians themselves know that the Egyptians back then were not Arabs like they are today, but they were actually white. So they're complaining about this. And even though it's Egyptians that are doing that, essentially people that are complaining about this are being accused of being fundamentally racist. Why is it racist to insist on accuracy within history? Of course, I've talked about this before the other week, as I mentioned, but Grandpa, what are your thoughts on this Cleopatra Netflix docudrama?
Well, the lie is what's so offensive. You know, like you say, we've got Egyptians raising a stink about it because, you know, it's just we're so inundated with lies on everything. And I think we're at this point, this saturation, that everybody on the face of the planet is just sick and tired of it. It's just, you know, you could sit here and say, well, this isn't that big a deal. You know, why are y'all so upset about it? You got this lawyer that's wanting to sue and wants Netflix shut down in Egypt and so on. And people say, oh, it's just not that big a deal. But we're so saturated with lies. And I think everybody is just really, you know, really sick and tired of it. Now, we have historical evidence. There's statues, there's busts of this woman, and she's obviously white. I mean, that's obvious. Now, the counter of this is this quote unquote historian. So they brought on a historian, and this historian asserts in the preview, I remember what my grandma said to me. I don't care what they tell you in school. Cleopatra was back. So we have historical statues of this woman, but that doesn't matter. The counter to that is some rando's grandmother said no, that Cleopatra was black. And this is just silly. Now, this level of just another lie, yet another lie on top of a lie, on top of all of these other lies, that is demanded that everybody go along with. That everybody, you know, has to say, yep, that's totally true. It's being presented as this is a historical fact, and Cleopatra, you know, was black, and everybody knows that's not so. If they were saying, well, this is just a fictional depiction of Cleopatra, what if she were black? I don't think anybody would care, but that's not what they're doing. They're trying to present this in the context that, no, actually, she was black. In fact, we're bringing this historian on with the damning evidence of what their grandma told them when they were a little kid to show that actually, yes, Cleopatra was black. When we think of all the stink that's been raised over the years, you know, over like old vaudeville films, you know, when white people would put on blackface, you know, and dance around. You had the recent story in Britain, you know, about the pub with the gollywogs in it. I always remember that name. It's one of the few British words I have no idea. I remember it just because it rolls off the tongue so well. The gollywogs in it. And that's so offensive. It had to be shut down. It had to be prosecuted. You can't have gollywogs because that's somehow offensive. And yeah. You have this. They're just shoving this lie in everybody's face. You're supposed to say, oh, yes, yes. You're all supposed to nod on. You're supposed to act like this is somehow accurate, but it's not accurate. We have the historical evidence. Everybody knows. You have the Egyptians themselves, who are non-white, who are saying, well, this is stupid and it's offense to our history. Everybody, what is this supposed to even accomplish? It's just yet another. It's where we have all those memes out there about how Netflix just turns everything black. They take the same stories, they just change all the characters and make them black. And it's a funny meme because obviously, going by this, there's a whole lot of truth to it.
That's like the polar bears meme, a documentary by Netflix, and then they've got pictures of black bears on the cover, or they've got Adolf Hitler, the greatest story never told, a Netflix documentary, and it's got this little black guy as Hitler on the front of it. I mean, what the issue is with this is up until now, they've had black actresses playing historical roles, but they haven't said that the historical role was actually somebody black. And that's the difference here. They're saying that Cleopatra was actually black and everybody else has got it wrong because somebody's grandmother said different. When appearing yesterday on Channel 4's Steph's Packed Lunch, Adele addressed the high-profile criticism around being a black actress playing Cleopatra, saying it would be naive of me to say that I didn't expect anything at all, but I did not expect the scale of it, and I think it is distressing for anybody to receive any level of abuse, let alone the scale and the nature of what I've received, which is fundamentally racist. All of it. And there's two points here. I mean, nobody should be receiving abuse. And I'm very sorry that this lady is receiving abuse. But she's basically conflating criticism with abuse. I mean, it says in the first sentence here, addressing the high-profile criticism, yet she sees that criticism as abuse. And I dare say a lot of the people that are sending it in are actually seeing it as criticism, but they're misdirecting their criticism. I think it's not fair to be criticizing this actress because the actress has just taken the job. She's been offered the job and she took the job. It's the person that offered the job, that offered the role, that is the one that should be criticized. And of course, that is the casting director. And the casting director is also the director of this. She is the one that should be criticized, not this actress. But I do find it interesting that they're basically even admitting in this newspaper article that criticism, when it's criticism of somebody black, it stops being criticism and it then becomes abuse. And I say that is an interesting thing, because it means that you essentially cannot criticize black people without the risk of being accused of abusing them. As I say, she shouldn't be receiving the criticism anyway. It should be the casting director. But I dare say the casting director would also say that it was abuse and that it was racist. But in actual fact, it's just people saying that, you know, if you're going to call something a docudrama, meaning that it's not an imaginative retelling of something, but it's actually based on documentary evidence, then it needs to be as accurate as you can possibly get. And if you're going to depict the main character in it as actually being from a completely different race and culture from the one that is accurate, then that's a falsehood. It's a falsehood that is being told. And that's what the criticism is. It's not the criticism that it's a black woman that's acting in a docudrama series. It's not a criticism of black people being actors or actresses or working in that industry. It's a criticism of a falsehood being told about history, and yet it's being conflated with racism. And as we can see, this actress here, she says, you know, it's all fundamentally racist. Everybody that has complained about this is a racist, is essentially what she's saying. So I guess she must be saying that all the Egyptians are racist as well. What do you make of what she has to say here, Grandpa?
It's the get out of criticism free card. I always, whenever somebody comes, and I agree with you. I mean, directing the criticism at the actors is silly, because they're just, you know, hey, we'll pay you all of this money to play this role. That's what they do for a living. But once again, as in many of these cases, we're not given any real specifics. You have these terms thrown out here, this level of abuse, but we're not really told what any of the abuse is. So far, we're just hearing that people are like complaining because it's a lie and it's trying to be presented as fact. You know, but it's so abusive, this level, this high level of abuse. Anytime you have these journalists and come out, you know, and they talk about, you know, people criticizing them and whatnot on Twitter, and they're like, oh my gosh, this is so devastating. It's violence against journalists. You know, this level of abuse. You know, people, you and I can sit here and laugh and snicker at their whining about, you know, what they're constituting as abuse. You know, I mean, you know, they still have the job. They're still getting to work. They're doing media interviews on some stupid show called Steph's Packed Lunch, which is obviously a very serious topic oriented show with a name like that. But they're undergoing so much abuse. These people are racist. This pattern we see of name calling. You know, if somebody disagrees with you or has a criticism, and again, the criticism with this is they're presenting it not as, you know, a fictional telling, retelling of history. What if Cleopatra was black? If they were framing it like that, people wouldn't, I don't think people would care. It's kind of monotonous because they do this over and over again. You have all of these historical tellings and they just retell the story, only replace the white people with black people. They did an extension of what we see in all the TV commercials. They show the family doing things. They just replace the white family with black family or with mixed race family. You know, the black family, and they're out there barbecuing in the woods on a camping trip, which by and large black people don't do. They're still doing the same thing. It's the same advertising that they would normally direct at white people. They just replace them with black characters. That's all this is. They're just taking this story and just replacing everybody with black and acting like this is some sort of new groundbreaking, thing. But it does. It gets so tiring because you have this pattern over and over again. When people disagree, when people criticize, and with legitimate criticism that this isn't correct, this isn't true, this isn't historically accurate, as the Egyptians are bringing up. And the automatic reaction, because people can't defend the lie, it's to just start naming calling. They're racist, they're white supremacists, they're haters of some sort. You know, no matter what, it just varies. The name calling only varies with the topic. You're transphobic, you're homophobic, you're Islamophobic, you're some kind of, it's just name calling. And that tells you right away that they can't answer the legitimate criticism. Now, people are just calling you names on the internet. If it's the other way, if this abuse, they never, like I say, they never tell us the what this abuse constitutes. And I have a feeling it's actually just people saying this is stupid because Cleopatra wasn't black. I mean, if people hypothetically were sending emails or whatever, I don't know how you would do that. I'm sure an email address isn't public. But if people like calling her ugly names and being insulting towards this actress, well, yeah, I mean, that's just silly. That's just name calling, and that's not making a point. But when people are making legitimate criticisms of you're lying about history, I mean, we have statues of this woman. Everybody knows the historical records. Everybody knows more or less what this woman looked like, and she wasn't black. You can write a Netflix series all you want to, but that doesn't change the reality. Name calling doesn't change that. I mean, your response to that is, oh no, we found new historical evidence. No, your response, because you can't defend that position, is to call the other person names. And again, we see this time and time again with this stuff. You just call them names. They're white supremacists. They're racist. They're homophobic. It just depends. It just, the name you get called varies just depending on what the topic is. And time again, they can't defend what they're doing because it's based on a lie. Like I said, I keep saying this, but if they were presenting this as a fictional retelling, nobody would care. People are offended. The Egyptians are offended here because they're presenting it as a docuseries. In other words, they're trying to say it's true. And you can't fluff that up because they have a presenter, a historian. See, we're going to do the appeal to authority thing here and credentialism as well. A historian says, well, when I was a little kid, my grandma said Cleopatra was black. It doesn't matter what they teach you in school. In other words, they don't have anything to say, oh, we found this new evidence Cleopatra was black, because it's just a lie. And of course, if you don't go along with the lie, they're going to call you names. They're going to call you names. They're going to say you're not allowed to criticize. I think everybody, I really do. I think everybody is just so tired. They just dream up new lies and they demand that everybody's got to go along with it. It's just, I think it more has to do with this never ending demand. Tomorrow there'll be another new lie and they'll say everybody's got to go along with that. And then another lie. It's just every single day, it seems like they dream up a new lie. And the whole thing about blacking out Cleopatra is not, in and of itself, as an isolated thing, you know, a real big thing. But I think people all over the world on the face of this planet are just sick and tired of, they dream up these lies and then tell everybody, you've got to go along with it. And if you don't, guess what? Well, let's see. The question here is replacing Cleopatra with a black actor, so you're a racist. If they were replacing Cleopatra with a transgender, then you would be transphobic. If they were, you know, rewriting a male historical character as a homosexual, then you're homophobic. It's just the name cons, all they ever have. They always have to just fall back on the name con because they can't defend these positions because the positions are based on lies.
Well, the word itself, abuse, seems to have evolved in meaning over time. I mean, you used to think of abuse, you used to think of something physical, physical harm that was actually being done to someone. And yet, as we see here, just simple criticism is now conflated with abuse, which is a serious thing, because abuse is a term that's actually used in law. But the meaning of the word itself has evolved over time to meaning something as little as just criticism. I mean, this comes about through all these exaggerations that people make with the language that we use. She continues saying, people are talking about the wrong things. Yes, we don't know where her mother was from or her paternal grandmother, but also the show is about so much more than the question mark over her race. If you watch it, it is a very small part of the conversation, really. This is about the fullness of who this woman was, and she was a human being, and she shouldn't be reduced to her race any more than I should or anybody else should. But that's what they're doing by putting a black person in a white person's role, is they are deliberately making race central to this, especially if they're saying that this is an accurate depiction of history. And the fact it says here we don't know who her mother was from or her paternal grandmother, I mean, it doesn't matter. We know, because at the time it was the male that was important. And because they were aristocracy, the male had to marry somebody else from the aristocracy. And to be in the aristocracy, you had to be able to tell who your ancestors were going back for 10 generations, that they had to be free men. I mean, we still have it today, the blue-blooded royals. And it was the same thing back then. So the fact that we don't know who her mother was or who her paternal grandmother was, it doesn't matter. they would have also been aristocratic. They would have also been Macedonian. And in fact, we know that Alexander the Great told his generals not to interbreed with the Egyptians, but he told them that they should interbreed with the Persians, because the Persians were what we would class as Indo-Aryan back then. They were Aryan, and also so were the Macedonians. So that's why he encouraged them to breed with the Persians, but he told them not to breed with the Egyptians. So that was something that these generals actually stuck to. And Cleopatra was a couple of generations on from that, but they still would have obeyed this. So she would have come from the aristocracy. But they're actually making race central to this. She's saying it's only a small part of the conversation, but it's not, is it, when they're going to replace somebody white with somebody black and say, well, this is actually the true depiction of history. You've been lied to all this time if you thought that Cleopatra was white. They're the ones that have made this the central issue. And she's making it a central issue as well by talking about it and by going on the show. I mean, she's complaining about this, but in actual fact, she's really getting a lot more publicity, and the Netflix show itself is getting a lot more publicity than it would have originally deserved. So I should imagine that they've actually got more people that are watching this because there's been all this free publicity for it. What do you think of what she's saying here, Grandpa, that people are talking about the wrong things by highlighting race?
Well, and I'd seriously question if more people are watching it. I mean, we're at this point, they push this narrative regardless. You know, even if they lose money, they push these narratives. You had the race, the recent thing, you know, with the Bud Light and putting this TikTok tranny on there. I mean, they're not selling more beer because of that. I mean, we see this time and again. You know, I was talking about our various TV commercials. You know, they show some old, you know, luxury automobile that only old white boomers are going to buy, and yet they put young black people in there, and it's like, well, they're not going to sell more Lincoln cars because they, you know, to black people, they're still only the only people going to buy that are old wealthy boomers. So it's like it doesn't even have anything to do with that. I seriously doubt if people are really going to tune in to see what all the fuss is about. Well, it's just going to be another telling a story where they replace white people with black people. So I don't even think they're going to get a bunch of people watching this. This line right here, so much more than the question mark over her. There is no question mark. OK, there's zero question mark over her race. You can look it up on the Internet. This isn't hard. There are historical statues. There are, like I say, busts, you know, with just the face. You can look at that. You could say she was, you know, of Greek heritage or Macedonia, however you pronounce it, heritage. You can say what you want. But the one thing you're going to come away with just looking at the statue is, well, she definitely was not of African heritage. I mean, she's not black. You know, she's not of black heritage. That is a given. There is no question mark over her race. And as you said, they're the ones making this the central thing. That's the only thing. If they weren't doing this, this would just be another telling of Cleopatra. And judging from what comes out of Hollywood today, no doubt at best a mid-tier telling of the story of Cleopatra. And people are complaining because they're blackwashing, as they usually do on pretty much everything. Netflix is known for this. And then they turn around and say, well, this is supposed to be about the fullness of this woman, and she was a human being. And nobody's saying she wasn't a human being. Like you said, Sven, they're the ones that made this all about this. If that was the story they were telling, they could have tried to find somebody that fit the role. And, you know, that was a really good, they probably needed better writers. Because like I say, everything you look at, I don't know how anybody watches this crap. It's very, very mid-tier, at best. Most of it's very low-tier acting, very low-tier, low-effort writing, very poor. And, you know, they're the ones that made it a central issue. This is the only reason anyone's talking about this show. Otherwise, nobody cares. They're the ones who made it the central issue by doing this, and then they complain. Well, y'all are all missing the point. No, we're not. Everybody gets the point. It's almost a backhanded way of saying, everybody, y'all are just stupid. You just don't get it. You just don't get that this is a much deeper thing. Yeah, everybody gets it. Look, everybody knows what Netflix is doing here. Everybody knows what the producer's doing. We've seen this countless times. We all know what you're doing. To sit there and say, no, you don't. You're just stupid and you don't get it. Yeah, look, no, everybody does. Everybody knows. We've seen this enough times. And everybody is really, quite frankly, getting tired. I don't think a bunch of people are going to tune in and watch this crappy show. I really don't. And it doesn't matter. You know, next 6 months from now, they'll be doing another show. They'll make George Washington black, or I don't know, whoever. They'll just blackwash somebody else, and then we'll go through the same routine over and over again.
They'll be advertising it as banned in Egypt, no doubt. Well, they come up with a really disingenuous argument next. Adele was appearing in the show with her co-star, John Partridge, best known for his time in EastEnders. He added, "The controversy is about Cleopatra being black. I don't hear anybody saying that Julius Caesar is a homosexual from Manchester. We're just actors at the end of the day. And sometimes our morality gets called into play. We are jobbing actors." And his reference there is to the fact that he is homosexual. Yet, as far as I'm aware, Julius Caesar in this doesn't engage in homosexual acts. He's actually acting as Julius Caesar, whereas Cleopatra, the actress that is playing Cleopatra, is obviously black. You can see that with your own eyes, but you can't see that Julius Caesar is a homosexual because there isn't any homosexual activities. I mean, this is a really ridiculous argument from him. And then saying, oh, he's from Manchester, so he's not obviously from Macedonia either, or he's not from where Julius Caesar was from. It's not about where you're from. It's about what your ancestry is. That's what determines whether she's black or not. Not what country she's actually from. It's her ancestry. So I do think he's just being very, very disingenuous here by saying nobody's complaining because he's a homosexual from Manchester. But it's not obvious that he's a homosexual from Manchester. I guess it probably is from his mannerisms, remembering what he's actually like in EastEnders. And I mean, the fact that he's in this really does sort of say that it's going to be pretty awful, because he is a pretty bad actor. Grandpa, what do you make of what he has to say here about Julius Caesar and homosexuals?
While I'm at a bit of a disadvantage, I'm also very, very blessed, because I have no idea who this person is. I don't even know what this show is, this EastEnders show. I don't know. I mean, I that's how much I don't watch this crap. So I don't know. Of course, nobody would even know he's a homosexual, except, you know, of course, they got to tell us, you know, they've got to tell us. I don't even know who this guy is. I don't care, you know, and you really kind of already made the point. I could just build on it, I guess. It's just disingenuous to say, like, you know, oh, we'll see. It's the same thing. It comes back to the point that they're the ones. Look, they're the ones that have chosen to make this the center issue when it comes to the show. Again, yeah, the actress, she just got off of the job and took the job. I don't think realistically, I don't think anybody's being critical of the actress. I think this is a very, what do I want to say, a very jaded attempt by Netflix and by the people producing this show to put the actress out there and act like she's the one, you know, being criticized. Because I don't think anybody realistically should have criticism for the actress. They just took the job. I mean, if somebody came along and said, you know, offered me a bunch of money to play Cleopatra, I'll go play Cleopatra. It would look really silly, but I'm just doing the job. I don't care. Yeah, sure. I'll take the money. I'll go play the role. I don't think anybody really realistically here is criticizing the actress per se. Nobody's saying, well, she's not a good actress. I doubt she is. Most of the actresses and actors that I see now are really awful, really bad. But I don't watch any of this stuff. I don't think anybody, they're putting her out there to take the criticism. That's the point. It's like they're using the actress here as a human shield. You know, she didn't make the choice to write the role the way they did. She didn't make the choice to market this as a docudrama, implying that this is based on historical. I mean, she didn't do any of that. She just got offered the job. We'll pay you money to pay Cleopatra. You can put that on your resume. Sure. What's it pay? What you going to pay me? Now, I don't think anybody real. I mean, I'm sure there's, you know, people being jerks. You know, there's just people that are going to be awful. You know, that there's a small segment. But as far as the legitimate criticism, I don't think anybody's really critical of the actors. I don't think anybody's really sitting around thinking the actors had the ability to write this role. When you really think about it, it is Netflix. It's the people who produced this and made these decisions. They're using this woman. They're using this actress as a human shield. They're letting her take the heat. How come the person who wrote, directed, and produced the show and made all these decisions, how come they're not out there in the media defending what they're doing? How come they're not out there front and center? Why did they make the actress go out there and basically be the human shield to take all the criticism? And then it's like, how dare you criticize this actress? And I don't think anybody really is. They're criticizing that this person was chosen for the role. I don't think there's any criticism to be said towards, you know, hey, they offered her the money and she took the role. That's what they do. They're being used as a human shield. They're just being protected so the people who are making these decisions don't have to come and actually face the criticism and explain, well, then why? We know by the historical record who this person was, what they looked like, what ethnicity they were. So why did you make the choice? But see, they don't have to, because they make the black actress go out there and be the front for it, take the criticism and say it's racist because you're criticizing me. While the people making these decisions, marketing the show, writing and producing the show, they sit back in their office and they don't have to answer any of these questions about why did you make the decision? What, by changing this up and presenting it falsely, what are you gaining? What new narrative are you bringing to the table? What new angle of this are you bringing by doing this? What is the viewer gaining from this? They don't have to answer any of that question. They put the black actress out there and then say, well, so you're racist because you're criticizing the black actress. When again, I don't think anybody's really criticizing the black actress. Now, if I watched this and saw her acting ability, I would be willing to bet I would be critical, just because I'm sure she's crappy. Because everything comes out of Hollywood is pretty much really bad. But nonetheless, I'm not going to, and I'm not going to criticize her when I haven't even watched her. I'm not going to sit here and say she's an awful actress. I haven't even actually watched her. But to put her out there and to make the criticism about her, while the people who've made the decision, who decided to write it this way, market it this way, produce it this way, they sit back and they don't have to answer any of the legitimate questions as to why. Why are you doing this? They don't have to do any of this. I'm telling you, this actress is a human shields fan.
Well, perhaps you're right there. We're not crediting the critics with the agency that we should be crediting them with. And we're going along with a narrative that is being pushed here that they're all just criticizing this actress and they don't have enough intelligence to realize that it's the producer that is actually doing this. They bring up the producer next. Adele also talked about the support of Hollywood actress Jada Pinkett Smith, who narrates the series and is its executive producer. She said she was so involved in the casting process, she watched all of our audition tapes. She was giving feedback on the rushes when we were out in Morocco shooting. And she's just been such a champion of the project from the very beginning. I mean, it's her baby. She is an African queen. And I feel like it just couldn't be more pertinent and important that she's the figurehead of this. She's an icon. So this is the one that is actually responsible for this. And she's not out there taking the flak. She's just pushed this actress there forward in order to take all of this. And I do question this, where she's saying she's an African queen. Why is she saying that? Is she referring to Cleopatra here? Egypt is part of the continent of Africa, but it's not actually part of Africa when we think of Africa. But this is where this confusion comes in, because Egypt is a country that is in the continent of Africa. People assume that people that were from Egypt must also have been African. So I think there's a little bit of confusion here when she's referring to the producer as an African queen, and she's also sort of implying that talking about Cleopatra, she was an African queen as well. And this Jada Pinkett Smith, it's the girlfriend of Will Smith, and she's got a reputation for being extremely anti-white. And I think she's deliberately done this just to sort of stir the pot and create trouble, just so that she can divide people up and accuse people of being racist that are complaining about it. I think she is a bit of a provocateur. Do you know anything about this Jada Pinkett Smith? Have you heard of her? What are your thoughts on this, Grandpa?
I know she's bald. You can ask that black comedian guy, well, Chris Rock. She's bald. Remember they had that whole thing where he made a joke at the awards ceremony about her being bald, and Will Smith got all mad and ran up there and slapped him and whatever. I think it was all pretty much staged, because once again, I don't really care. Then, okay, if this is her baby, then why is she not the one doing the interview? Why is she not the one out here discussing this? Why did they shove this actress out here to discuss it? Now, the whole she's an African queen, I read that as she was saying that Jada Pinkett Smith is an African queen, which obviously she's not. She's just some Hollywood person. I don't think Jada Pinkett Smith showed up at Netflix one day and said, hey, I want to produce this show. And they said, sure, go ahead. I'm sure there's more people involved in this. But nonetheless, why is Jada Pinkett Smith then not the one up here discussing why they decided to change everything up and do Black Cleopatra? I do. I think it's very unfair to put the actress out there and make her answer all these questions. I think the actress, I'm sure there's something in her contract that says she has to do this. I think she should just go out there. If I was her, if I was the actress, I'd just be out there and all these questions. I'd be like, I don't know. I don't know. They offer me the job. It pays pretty good. You know, I wasn't doing anything else at the time. I don't know. I don't know. It's just silly. She's an African queen, and I feel like it just couldn't be more pertinent and important that she's the figurehead of this. She's an icon, and she's not answering any of the questions.
Yeah, she's not.
Where is she then?
She's not the figurehead, is she? This is just it. I mean, you would imagine that like the actress would just say, well, don't blame me. It's nothing to do with me. I just got paid the money to do it. But she doesn't. Well, Cairo's former antiquities minister, Zahi Hawass, condemned the documentary as completely fake. Cleopatra was Greek, meaning that she was light-skinned, not black. Hawass said the only rulers of Egypt known to have been black were the Kushite kings of the 25th dynasty, 747 to 656 BC. Netflix is trying to provoke confusion by spreading false and deceptive facts that the origin of the Egyptian civilization is black, he added, and he called on his countrymen to take a stand against the streaming giant. I mean, they really have upset the Egyptians. But we see the same issue here that we saw earlier where they were referring to the actress as being English when they refer to these kings as being Kushite kings, which infers that they were descended from Cush, who was one of Noah's grandsons, because it was Noah's grandson. Obviously, they were white. The original Kushite kings were white. What we're actually talking about here is the Nubian kings, and the Nubians went to war against Egypt, and the Nubians were at the top of the country for, as it says here, 90 years. And that was the only instance when there were black people that were forming the upper level of Egypt. But they weren't Kushite, they were Nubian. But they just happened to be living in the area that was originally named after Kush. I mean, this is where the confusion comes in. We start naming people, instead of naming them after their ancestry, we name them after the geography that they're living in. And this is a mistake that people have been making for centuries. I mean, they make it in the Bible, and they refer to people by the land that they're living in, rather than referring to them by their ancestry. And yet ancestry is such an important thing. As I was saying, if you were in the aristocracy, they had to be able to show that their ancestors going back 10 generations were free men. You had to be able to do that to be a Levite priest in the Old Testament. You also had to do that in order to be a Druid over here in Britain. Ancestry was very, very important. Yeah, as we see here, they confuse ancestry with geography, and they say that these kings, the only black kings, were Kushite kings. They weren't. They were Nubians. So even this former antiquities minister is also spreading false and deceptive facts. Grandpa, what do you make of what the antiquities minister has to say?
Well, aside from that, based Egyptians are based. I mean, at least somebody's standing up. You know, I mean, by and large, the white people are just sitting silent because they're afraid to be called racist. Well, thank you, Zahi Hawass, for standing up and saying, well, this isn't true. I mean, even if you could, you know, take issue with the thing about the Kushite kings, I mean, his point still remains valid. We know from the mummies what, by and large, the great Egyptian pharaohs, what they looked like. And he's just making it a point. And as you say, there is some confusion because, as you say, Egypt is located on the continent of Africa. But see, most people are stupid and they don't understand there's a big difference between that and sub-Sahara Africa. What they're essentially doing is taking Egyptians and replacing them with sub-Saharan Africans and saying, see, Africans, see, Egyptians and Egypt's in Africa. So it just makes sense that, you know, we're talking about sub-Saharan Africans here. And of course, that's just a complete twisting of history and is absolutely not correct. And I think I appreciate his effort here. Even, you know, like I say, the thing with the Kushite kings is just whatever. But yeah, I appreciate him because he is correct when he says they're provoking confusion by spreading false and deceptive facts. Well, they're not really facts. They're lies. He's being generous by calling them deceptive facts. They're not facts. They're just lying. They're just lying. And it's just another example of lie upon lie. And you make a good point. I'm kind of, you know, talking about how they go from, you know, people have gone from referring to people's ancestry you know, by from who they are, their ethnicity, what people they come from, and transposing, you know, where they're from, what region they're from. And that's something that has happened, like you say, that's happened for centuries. It's even in, like you said, it's even in the Bible, and that's where you get some confusion. I always, one of the things I like to point out to that is, like, you know, in the Old Testament, you know, everything is about the Israelites. You go to the New Testament and they're talking about people from Judea and they say Jews. You read Jews in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, it's Israelites. And there's a reason for that change. And that's where some of that, I believe, come in. But I'm not going to get that far off topic. Go ahead, Sven. Let's continue to barrel through Black Cleopatra.
Yeah, and it's great that you know, the Egyptians are pointing this out and pointing out that it's falsifying of history. As you were saying there about the mummies, I mean, the mummies have red hair. We know what ancestry the mummies had. We know what people they were. And they weren't like this actress that plays Cleopatra. Of course, that was from quite some time before then. I mean, at the time we had Cleopatra, it was just after Alexander the Great. And Egypt as a civilization, I think it went back to 3000 BC, something like that. Well, on Sunday, lawyer Mahmoud al-Simari filed a complaint with the public prosecutor, demanding that he take the necessary legal measures to block access to Netflix. He alleged the show featured content that violated Egypt's media laws and accused Netflix of trying to promote the Afrocentric thinking, which includes slogans and writings aimed at distorting and erasing the Egyptian identity. If only we had people like this lawyer, Mahmoud al-Samiri, in European countries to complain about this Afrocentric thinking and saying that it's erasing the European identity, to be putting in these black actors and actresses that are claiming to be royalty. I mean, this is the really striking thing about this, is that they're taking this so seriously that they've got lawyers involved. And they're saying that it needs to be taken out of Egypt. They don't want it in Egypt. Legal measures are being brought in. It's caused an international incident here. You just think, well, imagine how he would feel if he could see the number of times that we've actually had European kings and queens and aristocracy replaced by black people throughout Europe, and people complain about it and they accused of being racist. And yet when this happens in Egypt, you know, it creates an international incident. Lawyers get involved and say, well, this needs to be banned throughout Egypt. We cannot have this. It is falsifying history and distorting and erasing the Egyptian identity. And he's not saying there that these Egyptians from back then were like himself. I mean, he understands that he's an Egyptian Arab, and this was Cleopatra, who was Macedonian. But even that, he sees that this distortion of history is erasing of the Egyptian identity. I think it's great that they've taken this so seriously. What do you make of this complaint they've filed with a public prosecutor, Grandpa?
I'm always going to side with the truth teller here, and people like this. I mean, he's standing up for the truth. I mean, earlier on, they're talking about, you know, they're not claiming that Cleopatra looked like them. She says she was light skinned. They're saying that is it. And they've absorbed that as part of their history. But at the same time, they're saying, well, this is a part of our history. But they're not trying to rewrite it as she looked like us. They come out and they say, well, she was light skinned. This is what these people look like. You know, we're here now, but this is what she looked like. And I do. I applaud their truth telling and standing up for the truth and standing up for what's right and for what actual history is. You know, peoples migrate, peoples change and they migrate and they go to different places. We were talking, I mean, the people that are in Egypt today, they don't look like the ancient pharaohs. They're a different people, but they're the ones here today. And I think it says something that the ones that are there today are the only ones standing up and saying, look, she was white. I mean, she wasn't black. They're not claiming that she looked like them either. And I do. I applaud them for standing up for what's right and for standing up for the truth and for saying, you know, this is just enough. You know, just tell history as it is. You know, how would you feel if you went and told a story about some great Zulu king and you had some white guy playing him? Well, that would be stupid, because obviously if he's a Zulu king, he's not going to be white. It would be stupid and it would be silly. And it's just as stupid and silly to sit here and keep replacing these other people with blacks and acting like, and then coming forward and saying, well, that's real and true history. I do. I give these people all the credit in the world. I applaud them for standing up for the truth and saying that this is not correct, is not right. If they did follow through and ban Netflix from Egypt, it would actually raise the standard of entertainment for everybody in the country. So that's a win for that's a win for everybody, because it's not going to be top quality. From what I've seen of their works before, not going to be missing anything.
Well, definitely raise Egypt in the eyes of the rest of the world, I should imagine. Well, this final bit here that we've got here, I found this bit interesting as well. Cleopatra was famously played by white English actress Elizabeth Taylor, opposing Richard Burton as Mark Antony in Joseph L. Mankiewicz's historical epic from 1963. But 3 years ago, plans for a new movie about the Queen starring Israeli actress Gal Gadot sparked a backlash from people insisting that the role should go to an Egyptian or African actress. Gadot defended the decision, saying, "We were looking for a Macedonian actress that could fit Cleopatra, and she wasn't there, and I was very passionate about Cleopatra." So the Israeli woman is saying, "I'm not Macedonian, I don't look Macedonian, but she does look fairly European when you look at her. I mean, you can tell she's Jewish if you know what you're looking for, but she's closer to a Macedonian than a sub-Saharan African would be." And the interesting part here as well is there was a backlash from people saying that the role should go to an Egyptian or African actress. Well, we know that the Egyptians that are there now were not the same as the ruling aristocracy from 3000 BC or 2000 BC, whenever it was. And we know for certain that they're not African. So who was this backlash coming from? It can only have been coming from the Afrocentrics, I think. Who do you think the backlash was coming from? What do you make of this final quote we have here, Grandpa?
I think the backlash probably came from annoying white women on Twitter. I have no idea. I don't know anything about them. But if I had to guess, the backlash came from annoying white women with those, you know, glasses. They all seem to go, like, there is a standard thing when they put those glasses on, you can identify them. I would guess that is where I would guess that is where the quote unquote, you know, backlash came from, because black people don't care about this. They brought up the classic movie from 1963. Does anybody, regardless if you're a fan of that movie or not, does anybody really think that Netflix or Hollywood today, for that matter, is going to produce something better, of higher acting quality, of a better story? No. No, there's going to be better special effects. They're going to spend more budget on the set, I assume. But I can assure you the acting quality is not going to be better. They're going to bring something new to the table. Credit to Gal Gadot for saying, you know, well, I'm not Macedonian, but we couldn't find somebody, and I really wanted to play the role, whatever. But really, I mean, there was backlash. So this is trying to kind of muddy it to, like, see, it doesn't matter what you do. People are going to complain anyway. I kind of think that's why this last paragraph is here, is to frame it up and see, it doesn't matter what you do. People are just going to complain anyway. So this is a big hubbub. It's a big hubbub about nothing. But yeah, no, I mean, it's just, at the end of the day, good on the Egyptians. Thank you for standing up and saying that this is tiresome, that we're all sick of the lies, because we are. Thank you, Egyptians, for doing that. And thank you, anybody, for standing up and speaking the truth. I think the backlash was just, like I say, annoying white women from Twitter, which is usually where all of this comes from.
Probably white women on Twitter with blue hair as well. Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back on Monday with Albion Narrations. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.